Welcome to Soundtrack, the podcast that brings you the stories and insights from the South Sound. I'm Maura White, your host, and each week we'll explore the vibrant world of local industries, leadership, and innovation. Let's dive in. In this episode of Soundtrack, we are delving into the heart of manufacturing innovation with Ryan Spence. We'll explore the work and initiative spearheaded by the Manufacturing Industrial Council, and Ryan will share his insights on emerging trends, the importance of strategic partnerships, and how the council is helping shape a more resilient manufacturing landscape. Whether you're directly involved in the industry or simply interested in its broader impact, today's conversation promises to prove valuable. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So glad to have you here today. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks for having me.
So just to get us going and to give our listeners a little bit of background, tell us more about you, your background, and how you came to lead the Manufacturing Industrial Council at the Chamber.
Sure. I come from a design product development side of things. So I've worked in the manufacturing sector for most of my career, one way or the other. I've helped set up large-scale manufacturing and global distribution for products. I've done product design, development, marketing, sales, a little bit at the retail side. But mostly my focus has been on R&D and product development. So I had been doing that work for a lot of years. When the Manufacturing Industrial Council was originally established, I was working here in Tacoma as an industrial products division manager for a local company. And so I had the experience of interacting with the MIC through the business lens, both as an employee and then as an industry partner. And then about 2 years ago, I was asked to consider joining the MIC as the director. And it was just great timing for me. I'm really excited to be doing this work kind of in this place at this time.
Tell us more about the MIC. How did it come into existence?
Sure. So the Manufacturing Industrial Council grew out of a range of different initiatives that were intended to address kind of changing public perceptions about the manufacturing, industrial, and maritime sectors. Traditionally, in Tacoma and Pierce County, most of the community had a direct relationship with those sectors. They had family members, neighbors, people that they interacted with every day that were involved in those sectors. And as our community has grown, those sectors are still really strong, but there's just so many other opportunities that people have lost that kind of one-on-one connection. And so we really wanted to create awareness and kind of education around the value of those sectors. You know, I don't think people realize that, you know, wages are typically 30% higher, you know, on the industrial side of the Theophos Waterway in Tacoma than they are in the rest of the city. For generations, people took advantage of the low barrier, high wage jobs in the manufacturing and industrial maritime sectors. I think that hasn't been as prevalent with people coming up, young people and people in the community seeing the opportunity there. So that's part of what the Manufacturing Industrial Council was hoping to address. There was also a lot going on with land use, industrial development in the Tacoma Tide Flats and in South Tacoma. And so recognizing that to do that work well, it takes a broad coalition of engaged partners.
So tell us more about what your role entails day to day as the program director for MIC.
Sure. So as the program director for the MIC, I do advocacy, outreach, and education around the manufacturing, industrial, and maritime sectors. That involves everything from coalition building to public policy, working collaboratively on land use and economic development. It's really a wide range of opportunities. And so I always say that I talk to all the people about all the things all the time. And I think that's what's really interesting about this work is it's not as compartmentalized as it once was. There's so many different elements that we're working on as a whole in the community, whether it's infrastructure or workforce development or childcare, housing affordability, all those things that are tied to economic development are definitely at the forefront in our manufacturing industrial sectors.
And who's engaged with you in this work?
Our coalition is made up of everyone from business leaders, there's energy, there's manufacturing sectors, there's the Port of Tacoma. We have representation from the Economic Development Board. Obviously, the chamber is home to the Manufacturing Industrial Council itself. So all of our government affairs team is engaged in that work. And so we kind of have two main functioning components. There's the public meeting side, where people are invited to a public meeting once a month to talk about emerging issues, kind of create general awareness around trends in the manufacturing industrial sector, and to kind of just come together in a problem-solving kind of setting. And then we have an executive committee that works higher level at kind of helping inform our legislative agenda and critical issues. And then they also provide subject matter expertise on critical issues like port infrastructure or energy transition or infrastructure directly related to manufacturing itself.
You talked a little bit about the public meetings. What's the engagement like in those meetings with the public? How engaged is the public with those opportunities based around those meetings?
Yeah, we've had really robust attendance at those meetings. I think it's one of the few times that we can all kind of come together around these issues, hear a presentation on different topics, and then have a really robust discussion. You know, the key to doing this work is acknowledging how diverse the perspectives are in Tacoma and Pierce County and how much expertise is kind of at our disposal. And so highlighting that work, it really helps center the organization in terms of what the priorities are, helping us to be responsive to emerging needs, which is a huge part. A lot of these industries are in transition. And so that ability to be responsive and be aware of what's going on in the ecosystem is really critical. And I think those public meetings is a big part of that.
You mentioned the kind of the compartmentalization that had been occurring before. How does the MIC overcome that? And what have been some of the impacts of that decompartmentalization that you've witnessed?
Yeah, I think there was a broad perception in the community that everything manufacturing, industrial, and maritime happened only in the Tacoma Tideflats, and that people didn't realize all the ways that those businesses impacted their daily lives and were involved in the community as a whole. You know, in Pierce County, we have three manufacturing industrial centers, Frederickson, Sumner, and the Tacoma Tideflats. That creates a whole network of manufacturing capability, distribution, freight mobility. There's just a lot of capacity there. And then also, I think one of the things that's been most exciting to highlight in this role is just all the different ways that industry is a partner in community. So everything from habitat restoration and salmon restoration to tree planting initiatives to economic development, sponsorship of a wide range of events and initiatives. You know, it's a really collaborative sector with people and businesses that are excited to be a part of the community and are really engaged. And I don't think that story gets told enough. And so realizing a big part of it is saying, hey, there's a lot of different things that you do every day that you should be thinking about the Manufacturing Industrial Council and our partners as a pathway to doing that work. So that's been a really fun way to broaden the perception of, you know, who we are and what we have to offer and what the impact is to the community.
I'm sure that's really surprising for people to hear that the MIC is engaged in like habitat restoration or like maybe Superfund site cleanup. Can you talk more about that and like how that work kind of comes into play within the MIC and kind of some of the initiatives that are taking place right now?
For sure. I mean, traditionally, most of the large environmental improvements and projects in Tacoma and Pierce County have come out of the manufacturing industrial sector. We've got a huge amount of wetlands restoration, brownfields remediation that has occurred in the Tacoma Tideflats. There's ongoing work right now in South Tacoma to restore working wetlands and stream habitat, as well as increasing tree canopy in industrial zones. So yeah, there's just a lot going on there and just huge amounts of money and time and expertise that's been invested in those initiatives that's really making a huge difference in our environment and creating opportunities for our community as a whole.
That's so fascinating. I would have not have anticipated that. Like just hearing MIC, like I don't think that would be the first connection that people make. but I think it's a really interesting one.
I think that's true, you know, and that's a big part of my job is broadening people's perception of what the opportunity is. You know, increasingly, rather it's in a neighborhood planning effort or community engagement around land use or transportation or workforce development, you know, or even environmental initiatives like tree planting, always encouraging people, we should be at the front of the list of people you call as potential partners in that work. And I think that's a really exciting thing.
Yeah. And speaking of workforce development, there was the recent groundbreaking for Maritime 253. Can you tell us about how the MIC is engaged there with the port?
For sure. There's a wide range of kind of economic development and workforce initiatives in Tacoma and Pierce County. And this is one of the newest. It's a collaboration with the Port of Tacoma and Tacoma Public Schools to develop a skills center. We have two skills centers in Pierce County, and this skills center will be focused on the maritime trades. So everything from cybersecurity to shipping and logistics to boat building and other industries associated with kind of the maritime sector. And so the way a skills center works is you have high school students that attend their home school, and then in the afternoons they transition over to the skills center where they do really workforce-centered projects and initiatives that get them closer to either certificates or certifications that create direct to job pathways out of high school, or can create a stronger footing for continuing on to higher ed and more specialized training.
So cool. I mean, we need as many people working as possible. You know, we have a challenge in the types of work that people are engaged in and the types of opportunities that are available to them, especially as you have things like AI coming into the play, into the workforce landscape. So it's always good to hear about other ways people can become engaged in work and be compensated fairly and, you know, make a livable wage in our region.
Absolutely. You know, and wages are a big part of addressing affordability. So creating sustainable living wage jobs, which are a hallmark of the manufacturing, industrial, and maritime sectors, is a top priority. The state of Washington has set a goal to double manufacturing within a decade. And so we do a lot of work around that. That's not been an easy lift. You know, we've lost ground on manufacturing jobs in 2024. And so we're trying to turn that back around. The Manufacturing Industrial Council and the Chamber, as well as other partners, are working to introduce manufacturing incentives through the legislative process to help address that. You know, one of the challenges for growing the manufacturing sector is the lack of state tools to do that and incentives. We're very limited in what we can do in terms of economic development incentives in the state of Washington. And so we're trying to maximize all of those opportunities to encourage continued investment and reduce barriers to developing those sectors.
Is that part of the reason why some ground was lost in 2024?
I mean, there's a lot of things at work. You know, there's a lot of transitions at a state and federal level in terms of manufacturing. You know, I think that's one of the things that we're working to better understand is all of the different things that are at play. We have some very large employers that have had an outsized impact in our region. And we are seeing that a lot of the smaller suppliers are looking to diversify their markets and grow in different directions. I think that's a transition that we're starting to see. But yeah.
So you said that you have a lot of challenges that have been in play with the Manufacturing Industrial Council and its subsectors. What are some of the trends or some of the challenges that you're currently experiencing or that are impacting this group? And how is the council addressing them?
Yes, there's a few different challenges. One is just the public perception of the opportunity that these sectors supply. You know, there's a lot of outdated perceptions of what industry is.
Like what?
I mean, I think when people think of industry, they're typically 40 to 60 years out of date in terms of what those types of facilities look like, what the workforce conditions are, what the opportunities are, the level of skills that are required to do those jobs. You know, I think, again, because people don't have firsthand knowledge of what that's like, it's really susceptible to kind of misperceptions about what industry is. And so that's one of the things that by continuing to communicate and showcase the work that's getting done in our region, that we can kind of overcome some of that. The city of Tacoma passed a really interesting green economy strategy, mm-hmm. and they looked at all the different opportunities within Tacoma and Pierce County and established that the manufacturing sector was just one of the best ways that we could provide low barrier, high wage jobs that are environmentally and economically sustainable for our communities. And so I think that's really helped elevate the opportunities for a lot of different people. As far as other trends that are going on, we continue to have challenges with infrastructure, maintaining freight mobility corridors, road infrastructure, bridges, making sure that we have good connectivity between our port, which connects us to the world, and our trading partners and our manufacturing industrial centers throughout Pierce County. You know, a big part of that too is just maintaining pathways to federal funding. That's always a challenge to make sure that funds that are allocated at the state level stay allocated in Tacoma and Pierce County. We've seen that with projects like Highway 167 and other critical road infrastructure projects. You know, we're constantly vigilant to keep those projects on track and make sure that money is spent well, and here in Tacoma and Pierce County, you know, we continue to offer some of the best value on those types of projects and the best return on investment. But that will continue to be a challenge as we look at city, state, and federal budget shortfalls. Mm-hmm. And so, again, having a coalition to address those issues really is the best way. And so bringing all the partners together into a unified voice on those issues, that's not only unified, but is informed by diverse perspectives. I think that's really going to be more important than ever.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Premera Blue Cross, a not-for-profit with a mission to make healthcare work better. As Washington's hometown health plan, Premera is dedicated to providing its members with access to high-quality healthcare that fits their needs. Through its commitment to supporting local initiatives and fostering innovation, Premera helps ensure we can continue bringing you the inspiring stories that drive the South Sound forward. Premera Blue Cross, always in your corner. Live1045.com is Tacoma's classic rock, featuring music, news, and views from the South Sound. Check out your new radio station. On your phone, go to live1045.com. Not to put you too much on the spot, but you know, we have a new federal administration in play. How has that played out so far? Or are you still waiting is it more of a wait and see kind of situation with federal funding in regards to the work that you're engaged in?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing some immediate trends. You know, I think part of it is being responsive, but not too responsive, letting things play out over time. We are seeing a shifting of prioritizing different things like green energy, infrastructure investment, all of that. We're seeing changes at a federal level. We have new leadership at a state level here that's adjusting some of those priorities. So there's definitely a lot of things in flux. And then the budget shortfalls in Washington State definitely had a huge impact on strategy around everything from incentives to infrastructure and planning. So we continue to kind of work through that. You know, I think in general, we're in pretty good position here in Washington State to kind of rise to the challenges, but it's going to take a really broad coalition and it's going to take a lot of doing the due diligence and just paying attention.
Yeah, I'm sure that's easy to get kind of lost in all the detail and specific detail that both the state and federal level is asking for.
For sure. And then, you know, we are a trade-driven city and state. And so a lot of the topics of the day around tariffs and trade has huge and immediate impacts mm-hmm. on our local economy here. Our biggest trading partners are Canada and Mexico. We have a huge amount of consumer goods that come in from around the world into our port here in Tacoma. And then, yeah, they come in and do that. We also have a huge amount of domestic trade with the state of Alaska that I don't think people understand. A huge percentage of the consumer goods to the state of Alaska come through the port of Tacoma. We have a shipping company here, Tote Maritime, that sends two ships a week to Alaska full of consumer goods. So our role there in sustaining the state of Alaska is significant.
I think it's easy for people to forget how connected globally we are as a region, especially sometimes it feels like, and this is, again, probably public perception, like Tacoma's like this little brother to Seattle. And in that regard, like, we don't necessarily come to mind initially with people or with how connected we truly are and how we are the support system for a lot of other states, but also other nations, whether it be agricultural trade or even in knowledge sharing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, and one of the things that's happened in our region to kind of address some of those issues, particularly around competitiveness around global shipping, is the Northwest Seaport Alliance. And so that's a joint partnership between the Port of Seattle and the Port of Tacoma that allows them to kind of strategically address trade and competitiveness collectively, mm-hmm. as opposed to competing against each other within Puget Sound. And that's been really effective in directing more trade to our region and making us more competitive with kind of the super ports like Long Beach and Vancouver, British Columbia. So that's been really successful to do that. But yeah, I mean, we were always in Tacoma and Pierce County. We're not first on people's mind, but if you look at where the work's being done, where the innovation is, where you're getting kind of outsized impacts and good return on investment, or the container ships being loaded, you know, I think one of the trade-oriented things that people have the least understanding of is the role of the U.S. military and our relationship with Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Joint Base Lewis-McChord is a logistics hub that supports all of our deployments globally and particularly within the Pacific region. And so most of that, most of those goods and equipment passes through the Port of Tacoma. And so it's a symbiotic relationship between the port and JBLM. Whether it's fuel coming in through the port that powers the flights out of JBLM, or it's the equipment and materials, humanitarian aid that then comes from JBLM through the port and out to the world. So that's a really critical relationship, both economic and then just functional as far as geographic connection to the port. The port wouldn't be what it is without JBLM, and JBLM wouldn't exist as it does without the port.
Yeah, very symbiotic relationship. So switching gears a little bit, what's the number one key initiative that you're working on right now with the Manufacturing Industrial Council?
Yeah, so we're continuing to focus on finishing up the land use updates and the Tacoma Tide Flats. The sub-area plan has been a 7-year process.
7 years?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been a very long process. And so we are coming towards the end of that. We hope to see that process concluded here in 2025. You know, there's a lot of different partners in that work. So it's an initiative of the city of Tacoma, but the other partners that have been actively engaged are the city of Fife, Pierce County, the Port of Tacoma, and the Puyallup Tribe. And what's unique about this process is, although it took 7 years to get there, we were successful in really identifying huge amounts of consensus that allowed the steering committee, made up with representatives from all of those different groups and municipalities, to vote to unanimously adopt the draft plan. Mm-hmm. And so that was just a huge step to show that all these different interests could be managed effectively and that we could come up with a plan that really provided for diverse needs and a strong economic future. So I think that's a really hopeful model of how we can work better together and strengthen opportunities for everyone in our region.
It's interesting that there was so much consensus that was reachable. What do you think was keeping the groups from that before?
I think it just takes time to develop trust. And then it takes a lot of data and community engagement to kind of identify all the different opportunities and then define that consensus. Like with anything, it's a relationship. And so it's very complicated and interconnected here. So it just takes a while to get it right. And I think it takes a certain amount of humility and the willingness to kind of take a few steps forward and maybe take a step back in the interest of getting it right. And we just hadn't done anything quite like this or in this way in Tacoma and Pierce County. So it just took time.
All good things take time, they say.
Exactly. You know, as far as like where we're headed now, we're doing a lot of different stuff to help, again, support the growth of manufacturing. We have worked with the Department of Commerce and the City of Tacoma to develop a Tacoma Manufacturing Incubator program, where we're developing small, scalable, light manufacturing studios, co-locating startups with existing established manufacturing businesses, and then providing technical support in the form of a curriculum and kind of cohort model that's similar to what the Chamber has done with their SpaceWorks program in the creative economy sector. So we're really excited about that. Continue to work with workforce partners. And then again, focusing on developing the retention and recruitment toolbox and as far as incentives are concerned. And then really, you know, focusing on how can we ensure that the businesses that are currently located in Tacoma and Pierce County continue to thrive and to grow and to adapt over time, but then also looking to the future of the types of businesses that would fit well and benefit from the ecosystem that we have here.
The incubator program sounds really interesting. I'm particularly curious about what phase of development that's in. Is it, can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so we received a Department of Commerce grant about a year ago. And so we are working with the different partners to actually build some of the physical infrastructure in terms of manufacturing studios. We just are in the process of selecting a group to do the curriculum development piece for the training program. And then we have funding to run a pilot cohort that will happen in the first half of 2025. Yeah, we're working on the curriculum development piece. We are updating some of the existing infrastructure to support the existing businesses that are in the facility and then doing the work to house future businesses.
So, are there other initiatives that you can think of or that come to mind? Or is there anything that's in talks right now that you're looking forward to shifting to after the Tide Flats plan concludes? And what can you look for the outcomes in that? Like what, how are you determining success for that plan?
All plans, it's just a plan. So it's a framework that which we can do the work. And so I think what we're looking for in terms of outcome is actual economic impact based on building off of that framework. You know, with a process that takes so long, it's easy to think that the plan is the work and not just the plan to do the work. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think where we're headed is doing economic development and continuing to build those sectors and to provide opportunities for our community. And so I think that's how we'll measure success in the long term.
How does the council overall foster this collaboration between different stakeholders within the community? And how do you see your role and the roles of your collaborators evolving as the plan evolves and as you're actually doing the work?
You know, I think the primary role of the Manufacturing Industrial Council is to convene the different areas of expertise and subject matter experts and to kind of bridge the gap between the public and their perception of the work and the people that are actually doing the work. And then finding opportunities that the public can be more engaged with the work, I think, is really important so that they feel like they're partners in kind of the success of those industries. That's when economic development really works the best, is when there's a sense of ownership of the community, a sense of pride and the opportunities that are provided, and people can do their own storytelling around how those things kind of came to be and then what the value is to the community. And so that's kind of the ultimate goal, is that, you know, all the people that are engaged with the Manufacturing Industrial Council can be ambassadors for the work.
I mean, looking forward, and I know that you talked about before that some of the work is the plan, but then the work itself and the incubator program that's coming up and developing the curriculum for that. But what are some of the other opportunities that you see ahead for the MIC and for the manufacturing, maritime, and industrial sector?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of it is just working our way through kind of the recalibration of a lot of the different opportunities. I mean, there's just tremendous change right now happening. And so figuring out how to navigate all of those changes and the uncertainty collectively, and hopefully come out the other side stronger than we were when we started.
Well, what are the things like that get you excited about the MIC? I mean, you've been working on this program for a few years now. What are the opportunities or like the aspects of the role or within the MIC that you're like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest. Can't believe I get to work on this.
I mean, I think the most interesting part of doing this work for me personally is just how interconnected everything is and drawing across the entire ecosystem to kind of identify the opportunities. It's a very dynamic environment with just so many unique things at play that some of which are only found, you know, in Tacoma and Pierce County. And so figuring out how to leverage those opportunities and then find creative ways to kind of work through differences and create frameworks that sometimes we have to create from scratch.
If I'm a listener and I want to get engaged with MIC, what's the next step I can take?
Yeah, I think if there's people that are interested in finding out more about what we do with the Manufacturing Industrial Council and want to engage with the work, the community meetings are a perfect way to kind of network, to understand a little bit about the work we're doing. We provide high-level overviews along with in-depth presentations and discussions on topics. We invite people to sign up for our email list where we send out agendas and events. That's a really great opportunity. If you're a large manufacturer or player in the field that thinks that there's a benefit to being involved at a high level with this work, we do have seats available on our executive committee and there's opportunities there. So
when do those meetings happen? How often?
Community meetings are once a month on the first Wednesday of the month at 9 o'clock a.m. at the Fife Community Center. And they are just after our regional transportation partnership meetings that are at 8 o'clock.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Cool. Well, thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you giving us the lowdown on MIC and how you're engaged in collaborating with all these partners to achieve more opportunity for all of the sectors that the MIC touches, but also the different players within our region and connecting them more wholeheartedly to the work and creating that future that's a little bit brighter for everybody.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. You know, I really enjoy doing this work. It's really a pleasure to work here in Tacoma and Pierce County with all the different people. I'm Tacoma by choice.
Yeah. Well, you're a hometown hero and Tacoma by choice, right?
I try.
Thank you for listening to Soundtrack, where we explore the heartbeat of the South Sound. We hope you enjoyed today's discussion, and if so, please subscribe, leave a review, share with your friends. Keep tuning in for more insightful conversations that keep you on the right track with all the movers and shakers who are shaping our region. Until next time, keep your ears open and your ideas flowing.